your radio, the all-new Seeker app, and your smart speaker.
Play CHFI. Toronto's perfect music mix. 98.1
CHFI.
He said, let's get out of this town. Now, nothing lasts forever, but this is gonna take me down. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. I can see the end as it begins. My one condition is, say you'll remember me, standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks.
Said no one has to know what we do. His hands are in my hair, his clothes are in my room, and his voice is a familiar sound. Nothing lasts forever, but this is getting good now. He's so tall and handsome as hell. He's so bad, but he does it so well. And when we've had our very last kiss, my last request is, say dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you'll see me again, even if it's just pretend.
.1 CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix. It's the John Tesh Radio Show. My name is John Tesh, and I hold in my hand three breakfast rules to follow so you can lose weight. Are you ready? Number one, eat right away. According to the Dartmouth Cancer Center, eating breakfast can increase your resting metabolism by up to 10%. The Dartmouth researchers believe we should eat within 60 minutes of waking to take advantage of your body's total fat-burning potential. And then load up on protein in the morning. A breakfast high in protein like eggs and Greek yogurt can ward off hunger, helping you eat less throughout the day, and you'll ultimately lose weight. The International Journal of Obesity found that people who ate egg breakfasts lost twice as much weight as those who started their days with bagels, for example. And one last weight loss rule for breakfast, add a slightly green banana. Skidmore College research finds that eating a breakfast that includes resistant starch will help you burn more calories since it prompts your body to use fat for energy.
Intelligence for your life with John Tesh.
Just ahead, how long does it take to know whether the person you're dating has potential to be the one. Well, marriage and family therapist Leslie Doors wrote the book Blueprint for a Lasting Marriage. I'll tell you how long she says it takes to find out if a relationship has what it takes to last.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah. Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day. Shadows grow so long before my eyes. And they're moving across the face. Suddenly the day turns into night. Far away from the city.
$50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
look right at you, baby. But here's my number.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI. Okay, let's say you've just met somebody and you're sure it's love at first sight. What do you do? Take it slow. According to Leslie Doraz, the author of Blueprint for a Lasting Marriage, she says it takes about 8 weeks on average to find out if a relationship is worth pursuing. And here's why. She says, first of all, 8 weeks is about how long it takes most couples to have a real argument. Psychologist Lawrence Birnbach jumps in on this and says that people who are disrespectful or abusive often conceal those behaviors early in a relationship. Another reason to go slowly, you're not thinking straight. When you first start dating, the levels of the feel-good brain chemicals dopamine and norepinephrine increase dramatically. Those chemicals can literally blind you to bad behavior. Love is blind. The final reason you shouldn't hurry love, it takes time to find out if you're really compatible. Psychotherapist Dr. Douglas LaBeer says, most people need at least 8 weeks to feel comfortable enough to open up about themselves and to start sharing the things they want and expect from life. There you go. Great advice from Leslie Doraz, who wrote the book Blueprint for a Lasting Marriage.
Intelligence for your life.
And coming up, anxiety is the biggest mental health issue people are dealing with on a daily basis these days. So I'm going to share two ways to stop your mind from spinning so you can feel more in control. Now, these come from psychologist Alice Boyes, who wrote the book, The Anxiety Toolkit. Good stuff here. Stand by.
Shout to the heart, and you're too late, darling. You give love a bad name.
John Tesh Radio Show
on 98.1 CHFI.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth. That even the darkest days and the bad times will play.
CHFI, Toronto's perfect music mix. I'm John Tesh, and thank you for listening tonight. This just in, we now know that more than 40% of us in North America are wrestling with worry and anxiety on a daily basis. So here we go. We're here to help with a couple of ways to stop your mind from spinning so you can feel more in control. First, you have to minimize your decision making. Psychologist Alice Boyes, who wrote the great book, The Anxiety Toolkit, says that anxiety interferes with our decision making ability. So make as many decisions as you can automatic, like having $20 a week automatically transferred to your savings account if your fears are about money, or doing meal prep for the whole week. A lot of people do this so you don't have to think about what you're having for lunch. If those aren't the things you're worried about, having a plan in place for anything will help you feel more in control. Also, anxiety often feels overwhelming at night when there are fewer distractions. And darkness and being in pajamas can make you feel more vulnerable and exposed. So our expert says, keep a journal by your bed and write down any worries swirling in your head. And then jot down one action step you can take the next day. Studies show anxious people have trouble problem solving. It's not that they don't have the skills, they just feel stuck. But offloading worries and writing down even one thing you can do to move forward will clear your mind and help you sleep. Boy, is this great advice. I do this by the side of my bed, by the way. I have a journal there and I write down all the stuff that I'm worried about.
IFYL. Intelligence for your life.
Making my way downtown, walking fast, faces pass and I'm homebound. Staring blankly ahead, just making my way through the crowd. I miss you. And now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? I need you, and I miss you. Now I wonder if I could fall into the sky. Do you think time went past me by? Oh, 'cause you know I'd walk 1,000 miles if I could just see you tonight.
This is Toronto's Perfect Music Mix, 98.1 CHFI. I'm John Tesh. All right, one of our big missions here is to protect you, protect your kids, protect your grandkids. Let's do some of that now. Ramen noodles.
Oh, yeah.
Ramen noodles are sending kids to the ER and the burn center. So instant noodles, low-cost dish that can be heated up in the microwave. But according to the University of Chicago's Medicine Burn Center, they just finished a big study. 31% of burns among kids involve instant noodles. 40% of noodle burns happen when kids are alone, not being supervised. Instant noodles, one of the first things kids learn to make for themselves. What do? They come home, they get a snack right after school. But the heat generated by heating up the noodles with water can cause second and third degree burns, especially since a kid's skin, when they're younger, it's thinner.
Yes. So my oldest daughter just got a huge burn on her arm from cooking over the weekend because she has a handful of things that she likes to make, but they all involve too much heat.
Oh,
so
wow.
What ramen noodles have is simplicity, right? Yeah. They're not so complicated that the kid can't do it. It's not like, you know, dice an onion and then, you know, saute garlic and make sure you've braised the roast. Like, none of that is a part of making ramen noodles. It's just heat, water, add to noodles, rinse, repeat.
Right.
So they feel like they can do it, but the heating element is still there. So if they're not careful, they're not doing what they should be doing, then they're going to get hurt. In their defense, professional chefs have no feeling left in their hands because they burned their fingers so many times. So, you know, every level of chef has this problem. It's just we don't like to see it happen to our kids.
Yeah, I mean, a kid should not be heating up water on the stove after school by themselves.
Yeah, good old-fashioned crackers and cheese.
Right.
Good old-fashioned PB&J.
Right, but even the microwave.
You don't but the microwave has the deceptive heat where it feels cold on the outside and inside, molten lava.
Yeah, be careful.
Stories that I can't explain. I leave my heart open, but it stays right here empty for days. She told me in the morning she don't feel the same about us in her bones. Seems to me that when I die, these words will be written on my stone. And I'll be gone tonight. The ground beneath my feet is open wide. The way that I've been holding on too tight, with nothing in between. The story of my life, I'll take her home. Change. Leave my heart open, but it stays right here in its cage. And I'll be gone tonight. Fire beneath my feet is burning bright. The way that I've been holding on so tight, with nothing in between. It's like chasing the clouds. The story of my life, I take her home. I drive all night to keep her warm, and time is frozen.
Share of $50,000.
Play CHFI Perfect Recall.
Because Toronto's perfect music mix is worth instant cash.
Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Cool your lips. After
This is the John Tesh Radio Show on 98.1 CHFI. Another piece from our health and wellness files real quickly. Do you have anxiety or panic attacks? If so, we have your go-to move. It comes from psychotherapist and anxiety expert Jody Amon. She says, to describe how they feel, some people use words like stressed, overwhelmed, I use that one, or desperate. But they all mean you're experiencing an increase in adrenaline and stress hormones, and so treatment is the same. Here's what Amon advises. When you're having an anxiety or panic attack, your prefrontal cortex will pump adrenaline through your body, even if there's no physical danger present. But because there isn't a wild animal or a bad guy to run from, the hormones have no outlet, and that can send you out of control. So that lack of control makes the panic worse, increases adrenaline, the cycle continues. So what we need to do when this happens is insert logic back into our thinking. Shift our brain out of this panic mode. I've been there many times. So do this. Say, I'm safe. This feeling is just hormones. They'll go away if I remember I'm safe. Then after telling your brain that there's no reason to produce adrenaline, Amon recommends focusing on your breathing and moving on to another action. Amon says, do not remain still.
Online at intelligenceforyourlife.com.
Don't mind, just wanna rock you, girl. I'll have whatever you have. Come on, let's give it a whirl. See, I've been watching you, and I like the way you move. So go ahead, girl, just do that thing you do.
So you grab your girls and you grab a couple more, and you all can meet me in the middle of a floor. So the air is thick, it's smelling right. So you pass to the left and you sail to the right. Don't be so quick to walk away. I wanna rock your body, baby. This me, you don't have to mention. Walk away, this me. Let me rock you to the break of day. This me,
I don't mean no harm. Just wanna rock you, girl. You can move, but be calm. Let's go, let's give it a whirl. See, it appears to me you like the way I move. I tell you.
Show
and Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
to get together, but whatever, let's get lost on Mars.
You're listening to the John Tesh Radio Show on 98.1 CHFI. Important piece from our health and wellness files. You may want to hit record on your phone during your next doctor's appointment. I always do it because I have a lot of doctor's appointments. According to the Journal of the Royal Society of Medicine, patients immediately forget 40 to a full 80% of what their doctor told them. And half of all patients discharged from a hospital forget what they're supposed to do for aftercare. Guilty. Which means patients made mistakes with medications and often end up back in the hospital. That's why a lot of hospitals now have what they call an electronic discharge system. It involves nurses making audio recordings for patients with the do's and don'ts of aftercare. But until more medical facilities implement these electronic patient care systems, we want you to go ahead and make your own by hitting record on your cell phone.
Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/John Tesh.
More intelligence for your life coming up
on 98.1 CHFI.
Imagine winning your share of $50,000.
Is this for real?
Now, imagine winning your share of $50,000 and it was easy.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Just listen to Win with CHFI Perfect Recall,
where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to Win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens.
Then call to Win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
The Winter Ready event continues at Scarborough Nissan. Lease the 2025 Rogue S all-wheel drive for 30 months at $89 weekly with $3,295 down at 1.99%. Plus, receive an extra $1,000 in lease or finance cash. Returning Nissan owners may qualify for an additional $500 in loyalty savings. These offers end January 31st, so hurry into Scarborough Nissan at Warden and Eglinton or ScarboroughNissan.com.
The Princess Margaret Home Lottery is back with the biggest grand prize ever. A $9 million grand prize featuring the luxurious Oakville show home, custom built by PCM, designed by Brian Gluckstein, and $500,000, more than $18 million in prizes. Luxury homes, a lakeside cottage, vehicles, vacations, 50-50, and more. Your ticket helps fund life-saving cancer research. Buy now at PrincessMargaretLotto.com. Play responsibly. Raffle number 142674.
With MSC Cruises, discover big on a mini getaway or treat yourself to a week-long vacation. For a limited time, book now and enjoy up to 35% off cruises, plus kids sail free. sail to the turquoise waters of the Bahamas with stops at our private island, Ocean Key MSC Marine Reserve, or experience the beauty of the Caribbean and more destinations. MSC Cruises, for a greater beauty. To book, visit msccruises.com or contact your travel advisor. Restrictions apply. Ships registered in Panama and Malta.
Ah, at last, the Subaru winter is here. It's the perfect weather for the beach. Feel the sun's rays on the small amount of skin peeking out of your ski mask. Put on your beach puffer and hear the sound of the waves crashing over the chatter of your teeth. Get out there in winter like it's summer with standard symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive and advanced safety systems. Visit your local Subaru dealer today.
Wendy's has a new breakfast deal. Mix and match two items of your choice for only $4. Breakfast wrap, biscuit, or English muffin sandwiches, small seasoned potatoes, or small hot coffee. Choose two for $4 at Wendy's. Available for a limited time at participating Wendy's in Canada. Taxes extra.
Get groceries delivered across the GTA from Real Canadian Superstore with PC Express. Shop online for super prices and super savings. Try it today and get up to $75 in PC Optimum points. Visit superstore.ca to get started.
The Canadian human, after a resolutely active holiday season, retreats to its burrow to hibernate for winter. Bundled up in a fluffy nest, foraged from Sleep Country's Sleep Cozy event, this retreat marks the start of the season to enjoy the great indoors. Get cozy with great deals on bedding, including sheet sets from only $49, all sizes. Hurry, it ends soon. Restrictions may apply. Only at Sleep Country.
Do you want your child to be fully bilingual? Are you looking for excellent academic results? Choosing a school at Conseil Scolaire Catholique Mon Avenir means offering a first-rate education in a safe and caring environment. More than French immersion, our students thrive in a 100% French learning environment, resulting in a high-level bilingualism. Come and visit your child's future school during our open house events. Find a school near you at cscmonavenir.ca.
This shocking revival is unmissable. Canadian Stage is proud to present Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Starring Canadian legends and real-life couple Paul Gross and Martha Burns, and directed by Brendan Healy. This riveting play endures as a powerful commentary on society, solidifying its status as one of the best scripts of the last century. Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? January 18th to February 9th at the Bluma Appel Theater. Get your tickets today at CanadianStage.com.
98.1 CHFI.
You are my courage, my sword and shield. Grace under pressure, my ball of steel. I was a storm weighing us down. You were the angel I chained to the ground. I miss the way you undress. I miss your hair on my chest. Can't stop this bleeding. Can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you're mine to lose. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating.
You showed me heaven. You rang the bells. I played with matches. It hurt like hell. Asleep or awake, you're all I see. I can't escape you. Can't set you free. I miss your full moon rising, catching a breath in silence. Can't stop us bleeding. Can't stop believing. I'm missing the sound of your heart beating.
I'm missing the sound of your heart.
Baby, I'm in love with you. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Baby, you were mine to lose. Oh, and I'm missing the sound of your heart beating. Missing the sound of your heart beating.
Toronto's perfect music mix.
98.1 CHFI.
Thank you.
Play CHFI.
I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go.